السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم لعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, we only have one day left, probably till the month of Ramadan commences. And it's very important that we ask ourselves now this question, that am I prepared for Ramadan? Because the pious people, those who are the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would prepare for Ramadan months in advance, so that when Ramadan comes, they enter into Ramadan fully prepared. They don't feel overburdened, they don't feel overwhelmed. But unfortunately for many of us, we enter into Ramadan and then it takes us the first 10 days just to adjust to Ramadan. And this is a big problem, because it means that we had no plan before Ramadan as to how I would be spending Ramadan. Most of us, we take each day as it comes. But what we should be doing is, we should have a timetable, a routine, that when the month of Ramadan enters from now, today, because it's possible that tonight could be the first Taraweeh. So today I need to sit down and write down a timetable. Because if I'm a father, I know I've got children, I need to drop them off to school, I need to pick them up from school, this is the time I go, this is how much sleep I get. You know, this is the time that maybe I need to do some other commitments at home. This is the time that I go for work. I know my daily routine. Normally it's the same. Sometimes it might change a little bit. Most of the time my daily routine is the same. So I need to put this down on paper. What is my daily routine? And then any spare time that I have, any free time, this is the time that I need to plan from now. Okay, I know I have half an hour spare here. In that half an hour, I'm going to recite half a part of the Quran. And then here I have about another 15 minutes spare. In that 15 minutes, I'm going to go over that half a para again, or I'm going to recite some Durood Sharif at this time, or I'm going to recite the third kalima at this time. Because remember, the great adhkar, the great forms of dhikr, the most virtuous forms of dhikr, after the recitation of the Qur'an, first of all, istighfar. And that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in so many ahadith, that seek forgiveness, do istighfar, because inni astaghfirullaha mi'ata marratin, that every day I do istighfar 100 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith. And in one hadith he mentions, 70 marratan, that I do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times on a daily basis. So istighfar is one of the most important adhkar and dhikrs that a person should be doing, but it should be planned. Because a person says, you know, I don't like to plan it, you know, whenever I have a bit of free time, I do dhikr, astaghfirullah, 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 and you move on. So you won't end up actually doing that much dhikr. Because if we don't have a plan, then shaitan does not allow us to have a plan. So the free time that we have, many times we don't even know. If I go on my phone on WhatsApp, what I could do in 2 minutes, I end up doing that in 10 minutes. Because I check the message, and then with that message there's something else, and then somebody else's old message I end up checking, and then I go on the status and I check statuses. So anything that we do which is a small task, shaitan makes that into a very long task. Eating, we sit down to eat, our consumption of food should take us 10 minutes, 15 minutes let's say it takes me to eat. But still we end up spending half an hour at the table or half an hour under the dasturkhan talking, very slowly eating. Many of us, we finish eating and the food is, you know, the masala is drying on our fingers. We're still talking, gup chup, you know, we're just talking, time is being wasted. So shaitan makes it such that even the small actions that we do on a daily basis, which are routine, he makes us extend them just so our time is wasted. Routine actions, we're supposed to do them very quickly and just carry on. But he makes us extend them. Sometimes half an hour, 1 hour, a person is at the dining table. He ate in 10 minutes, he was finished. Oh, he was eating so slowly, taking one bite, one qissa, one story, another bite, another story, another bite, another story, and it's taking an hour for them to eat. So this is what shaitan makes us do. So we need to plan. We need to be diligent, we need to be clever from now. The month of Ramadan is here. I don't want a second of my time to go wasted. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very serious wa'id when he was ascending the minbar, the pulpit that time, and he did three du'as. Sorry, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam did three du'as, and to each of those du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen. And one of those du'as was, may Allah's la'nat be upon someone who reaches the month of Ramadan yet does not attain Allah's forgiveness in that month. Meaning they waste that month, they don't value that month, they don't appreciate that month. So the only way we can start appreciating before Ramadan is by timetable. My dear friends and brothers and elders, I can't stress enough, for myself and for all of us, we have apps, we have phones, we have gadgets. It's so easy for us to make a timetable. It doesn't have to be a very strict timetable, because many of us won't actually commit to strict timetables, but it can be a very flexible timetable. That way I know on a daily basis I need to be getting 1.5 paras of Quran recitation done on a daily basis, or 2 paras recitation done, or 3 paras recitation done. But don't just say it, plan it at what times. Because if you don't plan the times, then you will not meet those criteria, you will not meet those targets. It's very important. So like I was mentioning, after the recitation of the Quran, the next important dhikr is istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Our tongue should be moist with istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Whoever is punctual with istighfar, constantly doing istighfar, engaged in istighfar, Allah ta'ala will make every difficult job easy for them. Every grief and problem they are going through, Allah ta'ala will remove that for them. And Allah will give them their rizq, their sustenance from places that they never imagined. Just by doing istighfar. So this is why istighfar. And then durood, salawat, sending durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the next important, very, very important dhikr. Some of the Sahaba, when they would ask Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu in the famous hadith, when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my time should I spend? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will spend a quarter of my free time in sending salawat, durood sharif upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's very good, but if you were to increase, it'd be better. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I will send half of my spare time in sending durood upon you. He said, it's very good, if you were to increase, it'd be better. To the extent that Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b said, Ya Rasulullah, all of the free time I have, I will spend that in sending durood upon you, salawat upon you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you do this, then Allah ta'ala will forgive all of your sins, Allah ta'ala will remove all of your concerns and all of your grief in the dunya, and Allah ta'ala will enter you into Jannah. Everything that you could want can be attained through the salawat, sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, we need to have a plan. How many times am I going to be sending durood? Is it going to be 100 times? Is it going to be 200 times? Is it going to be 300 times? Okay, which durood am I going to be reading? Because if I recite the long durood, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is one of the best durood a person can read. This is the one that Rasulullah, when Sahaba asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Ya Rasulullah, which salawat, which durood should we place in our salat, in our namaz? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said this one. He taught them this one. And another one he taught them, a very important durood, اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. These are very virtuous durood, but they're quite lengthy. So if a person says, I'm going to read this 300 times, maybe they might not end up doing so. So maybe choose a shorter durood, or maybe read a lengthy one, but just read it for 100 times. Or maybe what we can do is we can read the 40 durood. Many of us may not even know what the 40 durood are. Chahal durood jisko kehte hai. You can download it on your phone. You can download it on your phone now from App Store, from Play Store, from all the other stores. It's 40 durood. And all 40 of those salawat, all 40 of those durood are established from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's different durood. So we can have a habit, every day I'm going to read these 40 durood. If I'm someone who, my job involves driving, or my job involves sitting down for a long period of time, open my phone, 40 durood, I can get through it. It'll take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So every day I can plan, at this time, I'm going to read those 40 durood. Anything else, whatever we do, we need to plan it from now. How many times are we going to do it? What are we going to do? How many times are we going to do it? And when are we going to do it? These three conditions are very important. If I say, you know what, every day I'm going to read one para of Quran, but I don't plan the time, most of the time I'm not going to end up doing it. Or I'm going to end up, if I do it, it's going to be very rushed. Or I'm going to miss my target. So we need to plan these things from now, my dear respected brothers and elders. And the last dhikr, again there are so many dhikrs we can do, is the third kalima. Third kalima is like a multivitamin. It has all of the different forms of adhkar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These are the four main remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of this phrase. And then after that a person can add, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. All of these are very important phrases and each of them carries so much reward. Each of them carries so much reward. So again I plan. Third kalima, how many times am I going to be reading it? When am I going to be reading it? So I can sit down. If it's a time, and always we should try our best to do adhkar, recitation of the Qur'an, be it dhikr of Allah, be it when it's a time when people are not present. When I can sit down in quiet, in silence, in solitude, when nobody's going to disturb me. This is the best time to do any form of dhikr, because this is the most effective. If a person is distracted, the children are running around screaming, you know, or I don't know, I'm at work and there's all kinds of things going on, then my mind is distracted, I'm not focused, I'm not concentrating. So the most benefit I will take from my dhikr is when I am concentrating, when I am focused. And then there are so many other forms of dhikr. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. You should read multiple times what they call the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, or the ayat al-kareema. We should read this multiple times because there's so much barakat in this, so much blessings in this. Through this phrase, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all of the problems of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala has removed the problems of many pious people in the past by habitually reciting this. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Many of the pious people will read this 500 times, 600 times, 700 times on a daily basis. Surah Alam Nashrah. Surah Alam Nashrah is something many people don't understand the qadr, the value of. Surah Alam Nashrah, you know many people have stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety. Most people complaining about it. 90% of people complain about stress, tension, worry, grief, always something. Because these things will never stop. Today you're happy, tomorrow you could face the biggest problem that you ever faced in your life. And then it knocks us off our feet. And then we find it hard to read namaz, hard to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hard to recite Quran or do anything else. But Surah Alam Nashrah, the ulama mentioned, if a person when they're going to sleep, at night time, you can read Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times, you can blow on yourself. Or you can pass your hands over yourself. After every salah, if you read Surah Alam Nashrah a couple of times, Allah Ta'ala removes all griefs from a person. Allah Ta'ala makes their heart totally void of grief, worry, depression, anxiety, all of these things, stress. So many virtues and blessings lie in the verses of the Qur'an, my dear respected brothers and elders. We need to take them. We need to benefit from them. In the dunya, while we have this opportunity to benefit. And out of all of the things that we can be doing in Ramadan, the greatest act of worship that we should be doing is recitation of the Holy Quran. We cannot compromise on our tilawat. And tilawat can be difficult, especially for many of our elders who find it hard to read, find it hard to recite. It can be very difficult. So we should not forget that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions someone who struggles to do tilawat and then they still do tilawat, Allah Ta'ala gives them double the reward of someone who finds it easy. So we should continue, we should persevere, and we should try in Ramadan to make a time where we memorize some ayat of the Quran. Ek hissa Quran Majid ki agar hamare hifz mein aa jaye, hum isko hifz kar le, to this is very blessed for us. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, yuqalu li sahibil Qurani iqra wartaqi ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها. Every Muslim, this hadith does not only apply to a hafiz of the Quran, someone who's finished the whole Quran. It applies to any Muslim who's memorized some ayat of the Quran. They will be made to enter Jannah, and it will be said to them, اقرأ وارتقي. Read and rise. تلاوت کرتے رہو اور چڑھتے رہو. Read and rise. So the more you recite, the higher you will go in Jannah, in your maqam in Jannah. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. Your final station in Jannah will be in accordance with the last ayat that you can recite. The more ayat we've memorized, the more verses we've memorized, so mashallah, it brings us a lot of happiness. When young people come and they say, they're very busy working, this and that, but they say, oh, Qari Sahib, Mufti Sahib, you know, I've memorized the 30 juz on my own. 30. Have you said it to anyone? Recited it to anyone? No, you know, because I didn't know I have to, but I just have the desire to memorize more. So memorize the 30th juz. Now I've gone on to the 29th juz. From their own shauk, from their own desire. And this is what we need to do. There has to be this shauq, there has to be desire. We need to understand. The person who's memorized more of the Qur'an will have a greater maqam in Jannah. Why is the hafiz of the Qur'an? Why does he have such a special status? And at the same time, he has a great responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on one night whilst he was sleeping, the angel Jibra'il and the angel Mika'il alayhi wa sallam, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey. And in that journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man who was standing and another man who was lying down. And the man who was standing, he was taking a rock and he was smashing it into the head of the man who was lying down. And the man who was lying down, his head would dent and it would crack from the sheer force of the rock, and then it would automatically heal. And then the other man would hit him again and it would crack, and then he would heal, and he would hit him again, it would crack, and he would heal. So Rasulullah, because it's such a severe form of punishment that man was in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the angels, who is this person? They replied, he is a person who Allah ta'ala blessed with the hifz of the Quran too. He was a hafiz of the Quran, but he did not used to practice upon the commands of the Qur'an. And at night time, he used to stay asleep and he did not recite the Qur'an in his salah, in his tahajjud salah. So this is a hadith mentioned in Musnad of Imam Ahmad. It's a great responsibility that comes with hifz as well. We should not stop us, should not daunt us, because we should think to ourselves that, you know what? The more I recite, the more I learn, the more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I become. The more higher I go in my status in Jannah, in my stage in Jannah, in my level in Jannah. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, in the month of Ramadan, we need to connect with the Qur'an. The pious people, subhanallah, they recite 60 khatams in Ramadan. 60 khatams. One khatam by morning, one khatam by night, every single day. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book, he mentions that the record for most khatams completed in a day is 4. 4 khatams in a day. Imagine how can a person, and he's not making this up, he says after looking in history at all of the pious people, I've seen that the record for the person who has the most khatams in one day is 4 khatams. There was this person, he used to complete the Quran 4 times every single day. How does a person get to do this? He wasn't a superhuman. He wasn't a superman. He used to eat, he needed to drink, he needed to live his life, he needed to sleep the same way we did. But look how much he achieved. On a daily basis, if he was completing the Qur'an 4 times, what can he, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, he's going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala with all of this thawab, all of this reward. And what are we going to stand in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with? So we need to read these examples. Imam Nawawi mentions the pious people, they recite the Qur'an once every day. Some of them would recite the entire Qur'an twice every day. Some would recite it 3 times every day. And in Ramadan, subhanAllah, they would all make records. They would compete with themselves. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, a person who stayed in his companionship for 20 years, great imam of the Muslims, he stayed with Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal for 20 years. He said, every single day I saw Imam Ahmad doing more than he did yesterday. Every day his amal would increase. Every day he would strive to do better than he did yesterday. And they were such great imams. The entire day was spent in teaching hadith and the people were benefiting from them. But they were so strict and stern on themselves that I need to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the pious people, it's mentioned about them, they would not move from their spot. Someone once came to one of the pious people, I think it was Yahya bin Mu'adh al-Razi or Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi, one of the great saints of Allah, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said to him, there's a janazah which is taking place. Someone has passed away, a janazah is taking place. Do you want to come? So he said, hold on a second. And then he came. He said, I just had to correct my intention, why I'm going. They wouldn't even take a step which was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was not for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Every step that they would take. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, for the last 40 years, I have not taken a single step until I think to myself, is that step going to make Allah happy? Or is it not going to make Allah Ta'ala happy? If it's something that was going to make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala happy, I would take that step. And if not, I would not even do it. Every stage of their life, every second of their life, they would monitor it, they would measure it like a precious diamond. I cannot waste it. I cannot afford to waste it. Like I think Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Ya bin Adam innama anta ayyam. O son of Adam, you are just a composition, you are just a collection of a couple of days. Every single one of us sitting here, we're just a couple of days in this dunya. That's it. Couple of months, couple of weeks, couple of years in this dunya. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. If one day passes, then a portion of you has finished. On the day of Qiyamah, you're going to regret that a hissa of myself, a portion of myself, a part of myself was wasted. Because I was just a couple of days. Every second, people say, I'll do it next year. I'll do it the year after. I'll do it next month. I'll do it next week. That week, this week that I'm living in, this day that I'm, you know, I'm breathing the oxygen, this day I will have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. I cannot say to Allah, oh Allah, sorry, I was just thinking on that day that I was going to do it on the next day. Oh Allah, I was just planning on that week to do it the next week. We can't say this to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will say, well, that's, for that week I still gave you energy, I still gave you health, I still gave you wealth, I still gave you a roof over your home, I still gave you family, I still gave you all of the blessings. Billions and billions of blessings I gave you on a daily basis, but you didn't have time to thank me. You're waiting for next week, or next year, or when you become 50, or when you can't walk, or when you stand up your head starts spinning because you're that old. Is this what you were waiting for? So my dear respected brothers and elders, Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is a time to cash in. Ramadan is a time to maximize benefit. A person whose Ramadan goes well, the remaining 11 months goes well. And a person who wastes the month of Ramadan, the remaining 11 months will also be wasted, will also be spent in futility. We need to get this month of Ramadan maqbool, accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to have a plan from now, timetable from now, a schedule from now. And such a timetable that we're going to stick to, like Olympic wrestlers, or like Olympic racers, or like Olympic swimmers. If you have an athlete, and the athlete knows that the Olympics are coming, or the London Marathon is coming, or something else is coming, he will have such a strict routine every day. I'm going to wake up at this time. I'm only going to eat this. I can only eat this many calories. I'm going to have a protein shake at this time. I'm going to go for a jog at this time. Everything is fixed into his schedule, because he cannot afford to be, he needs to be in peak fitness. So when that day comes, he wants to win the race. He doesn't want to come third or fourth or fifth. He wants to come first. So similarly in Ramadan, this should be my mentality. Ramadan's going to come in. I want to come at the top of the table. If Allah Ta'ala was to take a look at His servants in Ramadan, who did the most? Who did the best? I want to be at the top of the list. That Allah Ta'ala looks at me and says, this servant of mine, he really tried this Ramadan. And because he really tried this Ramadan, the rest of the year of his, I'm going to make it blessed. I'm going to make the rest of the year that he's going to be living, I'm going to fill it with barakat, I'm going to fill it with rizq and happiness. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice for one word. We'll have him said, subhanAllah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول
ये रमज़ान का बाबरकत महीना शुरू होने को है। अगर ये महीना 29 का हुआ तो आज रात तरावी हो सकती है। इस बारे में इंशाअल्लाह मगरब की नमाज के बाद फौरन मालूमात करके चांद के बारे में रमज़ान के तो फिर ऐलान कर दिया जाएगा। जिन घरों में रिसीवर हैं तो वो रिसीवर के ज़रिए या मोबाइल के अंदर जो ईमास के बारे मस्जिद का आप है उसमें आप चेक कर सकते हैं, तो वहाँ ऐलान हो जाएगा कि आज रात तरावी हैं या नहीं, कल रोज़ा है या नहीं। और अगर उस जरिए कोई ना कर सके तो फिर वो आखिरी ऑप्शन ये है कि वो फ़ोन करके मालूमात कर सकते हैं या इशा की नमाज मस्जिद में आ जाएँ तो इंशाअल्लाह सारी मालूमात हो जाएगी। अगर आज हुआ तो आज तरावी होगी, अगर आज न हुआ तो कल फिर पूछने की ज़रूरत नहीं है, कल रात तरावी है ही है, संडे वाले दिन रोज़ा है ही है, लेकिन कल भी चांस है, कल भी रोज़ा हो सकता है, तो इस बारे में इंशाअल्लाह बाद में ऐलान कर दिया जाएगा। और तरावीह जो होगी, तरावीह की जमात ये पहले हफ्ते में 9:30 बजे है, 9:30 जो है ये तरावीह की इशा की नमाज होगी और फिर उसके बाद तरावीह होगी। और जो फजर की नमाजें हैं रमज़ान के अंदर, आजकल तो 6 बजे है फजर की नमाज, रमज़ान में جو پہلا روزہ ہوگا اور پہلی فجر جو ہوگی یہ رمضان میں 5:10 پر ہوگی، جماعت 5:10 پر، اور پھر ہر 2-3 کے بعد ٹائم چینج ہوتا رہے گا، 5 اس طرح چینج ہوتا رہے گا، تو رمضان میں 2-3 کے بعد فجر کا ٹائم چینج ہوتا رہے گا، اس کا بھی ساتھی خیال رکھیں، اور اگر کل روزہ نہ ہوا تو پھر فجر کی نماز جو ہے وہ 6 ہی ہوگی، لیکن روزہ ہوا تو یہ 5:10 انشاءاللہ فجر کی نماز ہوگی. اور جیسا کہ باقی تراویح کے بارے میں انشاءاللہ اس سال بھی یہاں قرآن کریم مفتی صاحب ہیں، حافظ سیف الاسلام صاحب ہیں، حافظ ادریس صاحب ہیں، تو یہ قرآن کریم انشاءاللہ سنائیں گے، تراویح ہوگی، تو آپ تمام حضرات کوشش کریں کہ شروع سے آخر تک پوری تراویح مسجد میں ادا کریں اور پورا قرآن سنیں. لاسٹ فرائیڈے کو جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1034 ہیں، اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو قبول فرمائے، اور 50 ایک بھائی نے دیے ہیں اور مرحومین کے لیے دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے مسجد کے لیے، ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں. اور بھائی انور صاحب نے 100 مسجد کے لیے دیے ہیں، اور ان کے بھائی پاکستان میں بیمار ہیں، خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. حاجی مہندی خان صاحب کی فیملی نے 50 مسجد کے لیے دیے ہیں، ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے. آصف بھائی، یہ آصف بھائی ہیں، ان کے بھائی پاکستان میں انتقال کر گئے ہیں، خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے، ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے، اور پسماندگان کو اللہ پاک صبر جمیل عطا فرمائے.
The month of Ramadan, the masjid. So if, as Marna was mentioning in the Alan, it's possible that the first Taraweeh could be from today, and if not, then it will be tomorrow night. So depending on the moon sighting, etc., the announcement will be made tonight, inshallah. Possibly after Asr Salah will be made in regards to whether Taraweeh will be taking place tonight or whether it will take place tomorrow. So if it doesn't take place tonight, of course, it will be tomorrow. And if Taraweeh does take place tonight, then Taraweeh Salah will be at, Isha Salah will be at 9:45.
And
9:30. And Fajr Salah, kitne baje? 10:05. And Fajr Salah is going to be at 5:10. And then we can take the Ramadan timetable from the back as well, the calendar from the back. We can request it from the office as well, inshallah. It's good to have the timetable at home as well, so we can look at that for the necessary times as well, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد دخل شهر رمضان فخذوا بركاته بالطاعات والتنزه عن العصيان كما حضنا عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما لا يتناهى من الزمان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد باغي يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows. Safa durus kar lijiyega. Please move forward and fill in the gaps. Khali jagahon ko poor farma dijiye. Piche bahut sare log khade hain. Please move forward and fill in the gaps. There are a lot of people waiting at the back. My brother requested this month of Ramadan, inshallah, please do try coming early. We want to maximize benefit in Ramadan, but we want to come very late for Jum'ah. This does not coincide. We should come as early as possible for Jum'ah, inshallah. Thank you. you. Can we start?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Please ensure all phones are switched off, all gaps are filled, but there's a standing shoulder to shoulder, inshallah. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm Al-Din, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام لك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا. وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا. وآثرنا ولا توثرنا. وارضنا وارض عنا يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك نفوسا مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وتقنع بعطائك وتصبر على بلائك. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحينا على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا دعاء إلا أجبته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.